Slide 1. Lived experience leading the way. Catchy subtitle here. July 25, 2024. NCIL Annual Conference. Slide 2. United Healthcare National Advisory Board. Slide 3. National Advisory Board. In 2012, United Healthcare Community and State formed an advisory board to serve as an independent advisory council to provide input in actively engaging members, providers, advocacy groups, and other key stakeholders in the design and delivery system that supports individuals with special healthcare needs. The National Advisory Board makes recommendations, develops and champions innovations, and advises on member engagement strategies that support clinical approaches. The goals of the National Advisory Board are to cultivate a consumer-centered culture, advance awareness and knowledge of individuals served, identify emerging trends or policy issues, create a pathway to enable policy advancements, develop and recommend innovations for populations with special healthcare needs. Slide 4. Journey as a self-advocate and impact of NAB. Slide 5. My Journey to Becoming a Disability Advocate by Jennifer Kusura. Reason for my advocacy success is due to United Healthcare's inspiration. Helped find public voice. Exposed to different avenues to tell a my story and build knowledge base. Validating my experiences. Sponsorships, conferences. All text, 5 images in a collage format. A white paper with a black line floral drawing. A drawing of a flower and leaves. A picture of Jennifer, a white woman with a ponytail in her hair sitting in her power wheelchair. A picture of Miley, a small tan dog with pointy ears, black eyes, and nose standing on a chair. Miley, the dog sitting on Jennifer's lap. Slide 6. How my disability systems advocacy began. 2018 meeting of Melvin Harris, Heather Chinfrocco, and Steve Nelson in Dublin O. United Healthcare of Ohio's open house guest speaker. Math instructor at Elevate K-12. State ID, Ohio Opportunities for Ohioans with Disabilities. OOD, Introduction. Amy Swanson's recommendation to the National Advisory Board. August 2019 NAB phone interview with Catherine Anderson. November 2019 first NAB meeting. 2019 turned 50. Life turned into dream, advocacy full-time. 2019, member perspective video, online. Credibility and validation, LinkedIn page, networking. Heather Chinfrocco and Jen Kusura. All text, Jennifer, sitting in her power wheelchair, talking with a blonde, white woman, sitting in an office chair in front of cubicles. A picture of a black line drawing of flowers and leaves. Slide 7. Beginning of all conferences. National Advocacy. MHPA opening session with Catherine Anderson, 2021. Speaking at MHPA was amazing experience. HCBS conference and dancing for first time, 2021. Independent living discussion, April 2, 21 Ohio UHC meeting. Disability Policy Seminar, 2022. National Council of Independent Living, NCIL Conference, 2022. HCBS Conference, 2022. Community Health Institute Conference, Chicago, 2022. NAB Quarterly Meetings, 2019A Present. Caring Across Generations Fellowship, 2022. Advancing States Adaptive Fashion Show, 2023. Advancing States ARPA Summit, 2023. NACT Conference Presenter 2023, Self-Direction. Self-Direction Conference Presenter, 2024. IEC Work, beginning in 2023. NCOA Direct Care Workforce Strategies Center, DCW Advisory Committee, 2023. All text, 4 images of Jennifer at various conferences and events. Slide 8. First HCBS Conference. 2021. Second HCBS Conference 2022. Dancing for the first time. Alt text, two images of Jennifer dancing and a third photo of Jennifer and a woman posing for a photo. Slide 9. Current state advocacy involvement. Today's advocacy. Ohio Olmstead Task Force, 2022. Chair of the Task Force. Celebrate Our Carers Event A Ohio State House. Legislative Day A Ohio State House. Legislative Committee, DCW Work Group. Steering Committee. Housing Advocacy Work Group. CO Host for Breaking Silences Advocacy Group. Micoray Ohio Waiver Committee. Self-Direction Committee. DD Council Chair, November 2023. Public Policy Committee. Ohio Department of Health, ODH, Emergency Preparedness Planning for PWD, April 2022. Focus on Self-Direction, MyCare, and Direct Care Crisis. Alt text, five images in a collage format. A group of advocates in wheelchairs at an event at Ohio's State House. A person in a wheelchair being interviewed by a news reporter at Ohio's State House, Ohio Olmstead Task Force logo, Breaking Silences logo, State of Ohio historical document. Slide 10. Artwork. Showing of A. Lovia, Toledo Art Museum 2022. Alt text, three images of artwork, two drawings of flowers, one drawing of the word love. Two images of the art museum showing. Slide 11. Edward Mitchell. FPPT.com. Slide 12. Edward Mitchell. Alt text, four images. A group of people standing around a fire pit, a help solve this crime flyer, Edward at college graduation, a group of people smiling at the camera. The SILC Tennessee logo. Slide 13. Who is Edward? Alt text, six images of Edward at various events. Slide 14. Why the work of the NAB is important. Alt text, four pictures of Edward at various professional engagements. Slide 15. What gets me out of bed in the morning? A supporting economic stability and self-sufficiency as Americans with disabilities and their families AGIA. What gets me out of bed in the morning A. Alt text, five images of Edward at various professional engagements. One image of class rings. Slide 16. Ways to improve access to an opportunity for self-direction. Alt text, two magazine covers and one image of Edward giving a speech. Slide 17. Theo W. Brady, Executive Director, National Council on Independent Living. Alt text, picture of Theo Brady, a black man with blue glasses in front of a white background. Slide 18. Theo W. Brady. Theo W. Brady has advocated on behalf of people with disabilities for over 40 years. At the age of 15, he became a person with a disability due to a high school football accident that left him paralyzed from the neck down. In 1988 he was hired as CEO of the Center for Independent Living of Central PA, where he served for over 30 years. As CEO, he created a CIL that became a strong and growing voice for people with disabilities, and started the Living Well with a Disability initiative. Alt text, three images of Theo Brady with other individuals. Slide 19. National Disability Advocacy. He currently serves as Executive Director of the National Council on Independent Living, NCIL. He has received appointments from governors, recognition from U.S. senators and state and federal policymakers as a disability advocate and leader. In 2023 he joined the UHC National Advisory Board. Alt text, four images of Theo at various speaking engagements. Slide 20. National Advisory Board work to date. Slide 21. Partnership with Association of Clinicians for the Underserved. Caregiver Webinar Series. Facilitated Lunch and Learns for Providers. Content developed with NAB feedback. Understanding Caregiver Roles, Responsibilities, and the Workforce Landscape. Caregivers as a Window into the Living Environment. Trainings for All Clinic Staff. featuring clinical subject matter experts and individuals with lived experience. Equity, unconscious bias, and other critical considerations when working with healthcare consumers and their caregivers. Caregivers as an ally for emotional support. Other resources that can support clinics. Getting the conversation started, engaging consumers and their caregivers and the legal and ethical implications. Communication and conflict resolution for working with caregivers and consumers. Slide 22. Championing self-advocacy. Celebrating self-advocacy during Disability Pride Month. Empowered to speak up, the value of childhood self-advocacy. Self-advocacy in adulthood. Self-advocacy in older adulthood. Recognizing Developmental Disability Awareness Month. Videos and blogs released throughout 2023-2024. Slide 23. United Healthcare Disability Taxonomy. Goal: develop data structures to facilitate identifying populations that experience disparate health outcomes to inform interventions to improve the quality of care those populations receive. Information not used in benefit decisions. Prioritized information directly from the individual. Collected information needed to serve the person. Implementing a disability methodology allows additional outreach to individuals most likely living with a disability to be deployed and enables investigation into how best they can be assisted on their health journey. Disparities and inform interventions to alleviate those disparities. Supporting caregivers. Partnership to develop a curriculum to provide training to new caregivers of people who self-direct. Curriculum development on track to be completed by the end of 2024. Additional national advisory initiatives. Addressing elder abuse. Culture of access. Maximizing stakeholder engagement. Slide 24. Continuing efforts. National strategy on self-direction for UHC. Providing guidance on the development of policy papers and research. Assisting in the execution of market-level summits with stakeholders and state policy leaders. Guiding UCA's review of operational practices to increase utilization of self-direction. Providing ongoing strategic direction to UHC. Staff continuing education courses on disability. Guiding new partnerships with disability stakeholders. Operational policy review and updates in response to feedback from board. Providing ongoing strategic direction to UHC. Slide 25. National Advisory Board Impact on Members. Slide 26. Board Member Engagement at Conferences. Board members have presented about their work to influence UHC at national and local conferences, highlighting the power of advocacy with Medicaid health plans. Advocacy Leadership. Future and emerging leaders have connected through the work of the Advisory Board, growing the pipeline of disability advocates engaged with UHC. Best practice in Medicaid. UHC is a leader in Medicaid managed care, and having disability leaders advising plans that serve them is a best practice that should be replicated. A nothing about us without us, a personal impact to board members. Involvement with NAB has impacted individual advocacy. Slide 27. Applying advocacy lessons locally. Slide 28. Shaping Medicaid managed care through advocacy. Medicaid managed care plans that cover LTSS must have member advisory committees, MAC. DSNPS must also have enrollee advisory committees. MACs are a key stakeholder engagement strategy for gaining meaningful member perspective, identifying opportunities to improve, and reporting action steps from their previous insights. Members of Medicaid plans can advocate for change through MAC engagement. People with lived experience have an important perspective that must be heard and prioritized on MACs. MACs are just one format to collect member insights. Plans may also have provider advisory committees, stakeholder engagement committees, or community advisory committees that target and engage key voices that can inform, influence, and shape plan decisions. Plans will also conduct member surveys and other tactics to gather member input. State Medicaid agencies must also have MACs. Slide 29. Discussion.